In this week's Throwback Thursday segment, we take a look at the evolution of a Minneapolis-based office cleaning service that has polished its approach to staffing, customer retention, and sustainability, the shine and rise of an office cleaning maven. Welcome to Throwback Thursday, and welcome to Side Hustle School, the only podcast bringing you daily episodes about making money without quitting your job, using a skill you already have without going into debt, all about making your life better, in essence. So every single day, less than 10 minutes a day, an action-packed episode designed to give you motivation, ideas, inspiration that leads you to action. All good things, right? All good things. Hope you've been well during this holiday season. Lots going on. It's always a busy time of the year. Last week in this segment, we heard from an electronic music producer who also coaches other musicians. And today, as noted, we're going to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota, hear from Miko, the owner of a small cleaning business. And they're focused specifically on office buildings, small businesses. I think that's smart. Let's hear a bit from Miko about what has happened since, and I'll come back at the end with a quick little wrap-up. Here is Miko.
Hello again, I'm Miko. My small cleaning operation in Minneapolis has been scrubbing its way to success for the last 3 years with a few lessons learned and several stories to tell. Today, I'll share the ins and outs of building and managing a team that's the backbone of my service business. When you last heard from me, I was a one-person operation, juggling brooms and mops with answering phones. Hiring my first worker was a milestone, but it wasn't without its challenges. Initially, I relied on referrals from friends and family, but as demand grew, I needed a more sustainable approach. I turned to Craigslist, posting detailed job descriptions that emphasized the physical nature of the work, but also the satisfaction of a job that left things better than we found them. I wasn't just looking for people who could clean, I was looking for team members who would uphold my reputation for excellence and reliability. Interviews were rigorous, but the real test came with the trial period. Each potential hire spent a day with me, learning the ropes and demonstrating their attention to detail. Those who made the cut were brought on board part-time with a clear path to full-time work based on performance. Compensation was a critical factor. I started my cleaners on a competitive wage of $18 per hour, with opportunities for raises after the first 3 months. I also introduced a profit-sharing plan where employees received a bonus based on my monthly earnings, a strategy that boosted morale and reduced turnover. Training was systematic and thorough. Each new team member was given a clear understanding of the cleaning standards expected, as well as the green products and practices that set us apart in the industry. Finding and retaining quality staff has never been easy, but it did get easier as our reputation grew. Employees were proud to be part of a team that valued their health and the environment, and clients appreciated the consistent quality of work. I made it a point to showcase our team in client meetings, highlighting the skilled people behind the service. As for managing the expanding team, I adopted staff scheduling software that allowed me to dispatch crews efficiently, track hours, and communicate quickly. This investment paid for itself many times over in terms of saved time and reduced errors. The takeaway? In a service business, your people are your product. Invest in hiring the right team, train them well, and create an environment where they can succeed. Do this and you'll not only have satisfied clients, but also a workforce that's as invested in your business's success as you are. So what's the current state of my little venture? Shiny floors, clearer windows, and a team that's going strong while other businesses in the industry have struggled. Fingers crossed we can keep cleaning and keep growing.
Thanks so much to Miko for sharing those updates with us. Shiny floors, clearer windows, a team that's the envy of the competition. That sounds good to me. Listeners, let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. We've been going strong since 2017. All thanks to your support. Thank you for being out there. You're awesome. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2532. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have a Failure Friday story that is specifically about remote work. Lots of different opinions and experiences of remote work over the past couple of years. And tomorrow is an interesting one. It's about somebody who moves to Thailand and doesn't have the time of his life. So stay tuned for that. lots of other things coming up in the final weeks of the year. So glad you're out there. Tune in tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.